Welcome in everyone to Media Day here at the 2024 ITA Division I Men's Team Indoor Championships. Alex Gruskin here. Joining me in our booth now is a man you all know best as the head coach of the two-time defending NCAA champions. It's University of Virginia men's tennis head coach Andreas Pedroso. Coach, welcome to the National Indoors. Obviously, plenty for us to discuss here today, but first and foremost, how are you feeling? How are the guys feeling?
Team's doing well. Yeah, we're excited to be here. Beautiful facility. I mean, look at this view. Yeah. Just an incredible facility. Congratulations to Columbia for building an epic facility for college tennis.
This is the sort of facility I would have fought a revolution over. So I'm starting to understand now why New York's so significant in our nation's history. But obviously, this is a significant event in college tennis history. This is a tone-setting event. And look, the University of Virginia is no stranger to success here. Four straight titles, was it, from 08 to 2011. That said, of late, this tournament has been an interesting litmus test for your group, dare I say, these past two seasons. And I'm curious what the mindset is for the Hoos as you approach this event this year.
Listen, we're trying to win every match. Yeah. And, you know, I think we're still trying to figure out our lineups and our doubles teams. And it's early. It's mid-February. So it's a step in the process, mm-hmm. and a step towards what we eventually want to achieve at the end of the year. But, yeah, we're still kind of figuring out who we are, what our teams are, what our lineups are, and how we want to play. And, you know, I think indoor tennis is really good for us when it comes to our outdoor tennis games. So it forces us to be more offensive and play a little more first strike tennis. So that can only be good for anybody's game. So we look forward to this time of year, and we think we grow a lot. And, you know, whatever comes our way, we embrace it and help it. We'll use it to make us better.
Yeah, I joked with you beforehand. A season hasn't truly started till Virginia's 500 after six matches. So we know everything's on pace for you all. And, you know, I'm curious, you mentioned looking for your lineup. Part of that obviously is a byproduct of your team just hasn't been healthy yet in 2024. I know you're going to try and look at that as a blessing, right? And I'm curious how that lack of health has opened up opportunities for other players on the roster.
Absolutely. We've actually talked about this. It's a great opportunity for the guys that are playing a little lower to play a little higher and to get some great experience. And we've had a tough non-conference schedule, which we've done on purpose. We do that every year because we want to play against the best. So I think, again, this time of year, January and February, only makes us better. You know, some of the losses are painful, but with that pain comes a lot of lessons and a lot of great conversations, honest conversations, and things that kind of turn us into what we want to become, you know, in a few months.
Yeah, and, you know, those newcomers who have gotten those opportunities, Eduardo Graziani coming over from Penn, James Hopper coming over from Case Western. You've also got a freshman in Dylan Dietrich, who seems to have found some success certainly early as well. Talk to me about the newcomers to Charlottesville this year, how they've acclimated.
Yeah, you know, they've got a lot of experience. You know, Eddie Graziani's played number one singles and doubles for Penn for 4 years. And so he's played big time college tennis. He's played a lot of the best players in the country. Really good indoor player, exceptional doubles player. James Hopper won a national championship for his team at Case Western. Mm-hmm. So he brings a lot of experience. And, you know, they've only added value to our team. And our first years have done a great job of integrating themselves in the culture. Dylan Dietrich's off to a great start. You know, performance-wise, really excited about him and his future within our program. And, overall, the newcomers have done a great job.
I'm curious, because James does come over from Division III, where I believe two-time doubles champion, team champion as well. You know, there are some other teams. I know at Wake Forest, DK Suresh comes from a different level also. When you're recruiting now, are you looking across levels, not just looking to juniors or players who are aspiring to play college? And I'm curious what that says about the depth, not just here in Division I, but D2, D3 across the collegiate game.
Yeah, now when it comes to recruiting, you have to be looking all over the world, all over different college levels, all over, you know, junior tennis, diamonds in the rough that might not have the results in the juniors that you think have a really good projection over the next 3 to 5 years. So, you know, recruiting's gotten even more competitive and you've got to expand your horizons in terms of where you look, because there's one thing I've learned about recruiting is that there's always great players out there. You just got to go out there and find them. So, you know, there's just a lot more buckets that you can reach out to now when it comes to recruiting.
Well, in that spirit, you know, again, we've talked about your lineup. I'm curious, I know it's mid-February at this point. For those that don't know, your team notorious for peaking in May these past few seasons, but do you feel like you know how good this team is yet, given the fact that, again, we haven't seen Inyaki, Chris has been off playing Davis Cup, all these different teams? That said, you certainly know some of these core pieces. How good is this group in 2024?
Yeah, I think I have a vision of how good this team can be, just ability-wise, experience-wise, camaraderie-wise. The culture, I think, is one of our best weapons. And so I do have a vision, and that vision is this team being really good. So I'm really optimistic about the future. So we're going to use this tournament to battle test us and compare ourselves to where we are, especially indoors, and use it as more experience.
Certainly, and in that vein, obviously, you guys kick things off Friday, 9 a.m. against Duke. What's more important to you, beating a conference rival, beating your alma mater, or beating your former roommate, Ramsey Smith, in that match again? Talk to me about the Duke matchup.
Yeah, it's going to be a great match. Duke has been a great team for a long time, and they've always been very competitive in the ACC with us. We've always had great matches. I've got a lot of respect for that program, for Ramsey as a coach, for as a human being, and the way he runs that team. They compete hard, so I'm really proud of my alma mater, and I'm looking forward to a great battle tomorrow, and I know our guys are as well.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. My last question for you, you know I pride myself not just as a tennis historian, but someday I'm gonna take a book sabbatical, and it's gonna be about the 2010s University of Virginia men's tennis team. That group in particular, I mentioned already the four-time repeat, the Samdev to Shabazz years, one of my favorite groups for what it's worth. There's the 2013 team that went undefeated. You then have the 2017 National Indoor Champions, and why I want to bring that group up is they were coming off of back-to-back NCAA titles. The one thing they hadn't done as a group is win the National Indoors. And I know, talking to Ty, JC, Luca, that was something they really wanted to do before they left Charlottesville. Let's look at this 2024 group. Chris, Inyaki, Jeff, you know, Doc Vaughn, as we call him. They've done everything.
Doc Vaughn.
Yeah, you like that one? Thank you. They've done everything but win the National Indoors. Do you think that's something on this group's mind as we approach this weekend?
I would hope so. Yeah. I hope anytime we play an event like this, the guys are trying to win the event one match at a time. Have we talked about it? Not really. We don't really talk about these types of things. It's more of a day-to-day process type of conversation with these guys, making sure that they're doing the things daily that are necessary to have a chance to win tournaments like this. So I would hope it's in the back of their mind. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, I think they're all really excited because, you know, what's not to love? You've got the best 16 teams in the country. And everyone's gunning for it, so it should be great.
Yeah, you'll leave it for me to talk about. Give me a little fodder. Well, it is always a pleasure to get the chance to chat with you, Coach Andres Pedroso. Good luck to you and the Hoos, of course, this weekend.
Thank you.